Thank you for downloading this episode of Squabblebox right here on the DSJMP network. Squabblebox with myself, Kai Valentine, and my co-host, Maisie Anderson, is a live, interactive debate show that airs on Siren FM every Friday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. You'll hear throughout the show that we like to take your opinions and views on different topics. When listening live, you can contact us by going to @SirenFM and the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk. However, if you want to get in touch with us throughout the week, you can do by going to our own Twitter @Squabblebox, our email squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk, or our Facebook fan page, you guessed it, Squabblebox. For legal reasons, the music that airs live on the show has had to be edited out of the podcast. Please get in touch. We love hearing from you, and we hope you enjoy the show. That was Behind the Headlines with another brilliant show, but now it's 11 a.m. and you're listening to Squabblebox. This week, myself, Kai Valentine, and my co-host, Maisie Anderson, will be talking all about your favourite sports. It's really that simple. We want you to let us know your favourite sport and why you love it so much. Get in touch with us in the many different ways, on Twitter @SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. Get in touch, let us know all about your favourite sports and why you love them. And if that wasn't enough, we even have a very special guest coming up just after 12 o'clock today. We'll be joined in the studio by pretty boy Peter Payne from Fight Factory Wrestling UK. He's going to be here to talk about their upcoming shows this weekend in Gainsborough and at the Birchwood Leisure Centre. But first, Maisie, we best announce to everyone, first of all, we're going to be coming off the air a little bit earlier today, aren't we?
We are indeed.
We're going to be coming off at about 12:30, so we're going to be with you for the next hour and a half.
It's a short and sweet episode this week.
Yes, however, yesterday, Maisie, can you believe that the Queen has turned 90?
You'd have thought she'd turn 90 every day, considering the way our flat was yesterday. We watched about 5 hours straight of just documentaries about the Queen.
You know what? I think whatever your beliefs are on the Queen, the fact that she has been the longest reigning monarch in British history is really nothing to sniff at. And
it is, but then there's also that sadness that comes with it, is because the only reason she's the longest reigning queen is because she started so young.
Yeah, that is true. And, you know, they told the story. If anyone's watched the two documentaries that have been on it last night and a few weeks ago on ITV, the Queen at 90 and Elizabeth at 90, it really shows an in-depth look into her life. And actually, I didn't realise how much the Queen still has to do at 90 years old. I
know, yeah, she's not allowed to retire.
I'd struggle.
I mean, yeah, it's one of those things where there are an awful lot of debates about sort of royalists versus anti-royalists, and a lot of the time it comes down to the money.
Yes.
The fact that the Queen, supposedly the Queen, costs more than any other monarchy. If you were listening to Behind the Headlines, they were discussing this in depth earlier.
Yes,
but
they were.
What's really interesting is that obviously documentaries that are about the Queen, especially the Queen at 90 and celebrating her birthday, they're nearly always very, very positive.
Of course.
But yeah, I come from a family who I wouldn't call royalist, but they have always been very pro-royal. They like the royals. My grandma loves the royal family. My grandma pretty much models herself after the Queen.
Yeah.
my 70-year-old grandma, to the point where even her daughters are called Elizabeth and Margaret.
Oh, wow.
Completely by coincidence, and the other way around. The first one's Margaret, the second one's Elizabeth. And they're actually family names.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's really, really interesting. Yeah, I have got a lot of respect for what the Queen is still doing at the age of 90. I mean, it showed it on those documentaries that have been on the last few days, how much she has to do paperwork-wise, how much she has to travel around the UK, and I wish I could still be going at 90 that strong.
Oh, yeah, well, she has. She probably has some of the best physiotherapists,
of course,
doctors, people who look after her. But as well as that, she has such an amazing family support,
yes,
as well. I mean, the royal family is huge.
Yeah, that is
it's really true. It's a giant family. I don't know if anyone saw, but it was on her 90th birthday in the morning yesterday. There was a picture posted of her with her 5 great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
And her 2 youngest grandchildren who are sort of preteens, I think.
That's right.
And it's just huge. This is like 3 generations down from her. 3 and 4 generations down from her. Really just like, wow. I couldn't imagine ever meeting my great-grandchildren.
Yeah, that
if you think about it.
But like we say, whatever your thoughts are on the monarchy and the royal family, you've got to respect what she has done over the last, 60... plus years.
I think is it 65 years on the throne?
Yeah, that's just amazing that she's been here for that long, and the majority of people in this country only remember having one monarch.
Yeah, I mean, this is the interesting thing. We were talking last week about the history of the university, the campus that
yes,
we are in at the moment,
were.
Because Simon Studios is set up in the media building of the university.
Yes.
And this building, along with the main building and the first section of the university campus, which is now expanded across the city, was opened by the Queen 20 years ago, which is kind of weird. 'Cause I actually University of Lincoln posted the news report that of the Queen opening the university for the first time on their page yesterday. It was either yesterday or this morning. Either way, I saw it, and it was just really kind of surreal because the sort of circular patio area outside of the main building looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
After 20 years.
Yeah, that's true. Have you ever met anyone from the royal family, Maisie?
I personally haven't. But my mum has.
Oh, right.
My mum has met the Queen.
Oh, right.
she lives in... My mum lived in Canterbury as a child, and when the Queen came on a royal visit, my mum was a brownie at the time. She was one of the oldest ones as well. It was her friend, and then all of the ones that were that were younger than them, because they,
yes,
they were like senior brownies, and then there was the junior brownies, and they were lined up in size order. And my mum sneakily got to be at the end of the line because she was like the second tallest, only because she was wearing heels the day that they measured them.
Oh.
And yeah, there's a photo in my grandma's house of my mum stood next to the Queen.
That's brilliant. That's really, really cool. I mean, I've not met the Queen. I have performed in front of a royal family member before.
Which royal family member?
The Duke of Gloucester.
Still royal.
Still royal. Still counts. Yeah, he came to King James's School in Almondbury, where I am from, because we celebrated our 400th anniversary of the school.
Yes, because you come from a very old...
Yeah, 407 years old now, I believe. Mm. But yeah, that was quite a surreal experience to think, actually. I've actually performed in front of the royal family. Yep. We did 2 things. I was in Much Ado About Nothing, and I played the friar, the priest.
In Much Ado About Nothing?
Yeah, I think that's the right one.
Are
Is that the one? Much Ado About Nothing's the one with Benedict and Beatrice.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
To be fair, you should know Shakespeare better than I do at this point.
I know, I should. Yeah, I was in that, and we did a reenactment play of the school's story of getting its charter 400 years ago,
uh-huh,
and then travelling down to London to get it from up in the north of England. But yeah, I thought that was quite cool. But we want to know, what are your thoughts on the royal family? Let us know, send in any messages about the Queen, about her 90th birthday. let us know what you think. You can get in touch with us at SirenFM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. Keep getting in touch. We love hearing from you. Also, let us know your favourite sports, and we'll be talking about them as the show goes on. Mm-hmm. Now, Maisie, what are we heading into next?
Well, it's a little on the nose, but we are going into Killer Queen by Queen. We'll be right back after this. She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, velvet, let me drive you wild. She's trying to get you. She's a killer. Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try?
Killer Queen. That was Killer Queen by Queen. And it fit perfectly into what we were talking about. I started laughing, Maisie, because I didn't know you were going to play that, but it really did fit really well into
really
what
well.
We were talking about before that previous song.
I've been planning this since last night. I feel like after last night, I know so much about the Queen.
Yeah, we did watch about 5 hours of
documentaries about it.
However, we are going to move on now because we know that you've heard a lot about the Queen over the last couple of days and a fantastic show from our friends at Behind the Headlines just before us. Make sure that you check them out every Friday before you come and listen to Squabblebox. Stay tuned to everything that is here on Siren FM. However, now it's time to move on and talk about your favourite sport. That's our main topic for this week. So, Maisie, on the topic, off the top of your head, what is your favourite sport?
My favourite sport, or sports in general, are the ones that you can sit down. Not in a lazy way. It just happens that the ones that I tended to watch as a kid are all the ones where you're sitting and it's mostly upper body strength, or it's like things like snooker, which are all about sort of maths and skills, or darts. I watched a lot of darts as a kid, and I still do now when I get the chance.
Yeah, that's cool. I really, really like. I like darts. And I'm trying to remember the name of the darts player that I always watch. I don't watch it like religiously. However, I do watch it when the World Championships are on and things like that. I do get drawn in at that point. I'm one of those fans. I'm sorry.
I think I know which guy. Are you talking about the
Phil the Power Taylor?
Yeah,
I
thought so.
I'm a Glory fan for darts, but I do enjoy watching it.
Yeah, it's just something that my parents have always watched, so I watched it. Same with the snooker.
Yeah.
Same with F1. same with sort of cycling or rowing. My parents, my mum in particular, really really loves the boat race every year.
Yes.
Especially because my grandpa was a rower when he was in university, although he was in university at Glasgow.
All right.
So he was never in the boat race. But
oh, you've got such a sporting family.
I have. Well, my grandpa has raced cars as well.
Oh,
he
really?
My grandpa made a race car.
So much information is coming out here. I was trying to talk about darts and he's just gone, ah!
It's like, ooh, I have a surprisingly active family.
Yeah. So let's go back to darts. Why do you like darts so much?
I think part of it is because it's something, it's like most sports that you watch on TV, you have to do an awful lot of sort of exterior training. So like if you wanted to be a proper runner, then you'd have to find someone to teach you if you wanted. It's all about the sort of training. With darts, you can train yourself at home.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something
or
down the pub. It's something that's accessible to everyone, and also the maths in it amazes me.
I was just about to say that.
I'm not good at counting.
No.
I'm so bad at counting. I used to be great at it. I did so well in my GCSEs, and then as soon as I didn't need to know it anymore,
we know this from our times of playing Monopoly together, when every time I pass Go, I get £250 instead of 200.
No, I think I gave you £300, yeah, you actually, because I got confused.
But I always liked playing darts when I was younger. I think most...
I'm still too short to play darts.
Most northern teenage boys have owned a set of darts
in
their time.
I have a set of darts.
Yeah.
I don't have them with me though at my dad's house. But my dad put up a dartboard in our back room.
So did we had one in our back garden.
We didn't. Yeah, we had ours in what we call the back room. It's supposed to be a dining room. My dad put it up and marked out the hockey and anything, and then I would play with him in an evening. But I was, because I'm quite sure, I'm only 4'11", and obviously the board was regulation height because my dad had to do it properly.
Yeah, of course.
If he's going to do it, he's going to do it right. So my dad was there getting like hundreds and sort of double 20s and stuff, and I was there, I could barely get it past like the bottom rim. And also I put so many holes in the floor. So now where our hardwood floor is, there's just like lots of little prick marks where I've thrown it and it's just gone downwards.
See, that's why we were told we had to we had to do it in the garden.
Yeah, I'm starting to think my mum wishes that she'd thought of that as well.
Yeah. So going to this rowing thing then. So your granddad was...
My grandpa, my mum's dad, rowed during his university days. He rowed.
Right.
I don't think that's the proper... Is that the proper pronoun?
Rowed. I don't know.
Row
your boats.
Yeah, he did the rowing.
He did the rowing, yeah. Yes.
So my grandpa still has surprisingly strong upper body strength.
Yes.
I think my grandpa forgets how strong he is, though, because he hugs really hard because he doesn't realise how strong he still is.
Yeah.
But yeah, my grandpa, I don't know much about his rowing days because all I know about is what I've been told by my mum. But along with that, my grandpa also built a race car.
Oh.
He built it himself and it was finished by the time he was 60. I can't remember how long he was building it for. I just know that he has it, he built it, and there are pictures of me in it being like 5 and like, this is a really cool car.
Yeah, that's really cool. Oh,
and,
wow.
I think he's only ever raced once or twice.
Yeah.
Because every time he does, my grandma goes white as a sheet.
Now, the only racing I've ever done is go-kart racing.
Yeah, I'm not good at go-kart racing.
I was not very good. I went to a place where it was probably the most health and safety ridden place ever, and it was...
my worst ever go-kart experience was actually at Disneyland.
Oh, right.
What happened was I was with my grandpa, because it was my mum's side of the family, and I was determined, grandpa does racing, so I'm going to be in grandpa's car.
Yeah.
So I was there with my grandpa, and we got the broken one.
Oh, no.
And it was on a set track as well. I can't even remember the name of the ride, but I just remember it being awful, because it didn't go.
Yes.
So it kept stopping, and then there were people who would run up and like pull it, and then I was getting knocked into the back because the people who were on the other side couldn't slow down. So people behind us kept knocking into us, and they felt really bad. And I think it was my sister.
Yeah.
And she felt really guilty because she couldn't stop it because it's on a set thing. And I think I got really bad whiplash as well because every time we stopped, my sister's car would come up and bash us in the back. So I was just constantly like getting really annoyed. I think I came out crying. I don't like Disneyland anymore. and then we went on Space Mountain and it was all great.
Yeah. I've done the only driving I've ever done at like a theme park. Everyone has their Legoland driver's license. You don't have your
Legoland driver's license.
I've
never been to Legoland.
What? We are sorting that out. I don't care whether you have to be under the age of 7 to get one. You are going to go on the Legoland driver's license track. Everyone, every kid has to experience that. But anyway, back to sport. We've had a...
Lego sport, isn't it?
We've had a message in from Lynn in Huddersfield who says that her memories of watching sport was watching snooker with her granddad in the 80s. Something that she'd never watched, she'd have never watched if it wasn't for him. Steve Davis in his prime and Cliff Thornburn's 147 break when he went down on his knees. It wasn't so much the snooker, but the closeness between myself and my granddad, is what Lynn says. Now, Steve Davis.
Yes.
He has retired this week.
Very recently, yeah.
Yeah, this week he retired and he was on live TV and he just turned around and went, yeah, I'm done now. Yeah. And everyone went, sorry. And apparently he rang up his agent and said to, this is the story that he told on live TV. He said, I rang up my agent and I said to him, look, I think this is the end now. I think I'm done. And I think I'm going to retire. And his agent turned around to him and went, Steve, you retired 10 years ago. I just didn't have the guts to tell you. But yeah, that's that. Steve Davis, fantastic, fantastic snooker player. And it was great to see him be able to walk around the Crucible with the World Championship trophy that won last time.
I think the last, it's been a while since I watched snooker in its entirety, but I really enjoy watching the new young talent coming up.
Yes.
Because, I can't remember any of their names. This is the worst part.
We're doing a sports show with two people who, I'm a drama student. I was a drama kid growing up. I was always laughed at whenever I did sports. So.
Yeah, I hated doing like sports days and stuff because I was always the one who was like, Maisie, you can run last.
Yeah, well, we're going to touch on.
I'm pretty sure there was one time where I raced with myself.
Yeah.
Because it was unfair to let me race with the people who could actually go faster than like a whole track in 5 minutes.
We will touch on sports days very, very soon, but I think it's time to head into another song. Now, earlier on, we were talking about the Queen and her turning 90. Well, we've talked about the Queen, but unfortunately, we lost a prince this week, and this is our tribute to him. Prince, sadly, passed away yesterday. However, that's our tribute to him. That was sent in by Beth from Lincoln, who wanted that to be played on today's show. So, very, very sad that another star has left us this year, isn't it, Maisie?
And it is. I mean, this was something that Behind the Headlines were touching on a little earlier. Before we came on, and it's whether or not it's the sort of a discussion they were talking about where whether it is that it just happens that 2016 is a very unlucky year for an awful lot of very important and inspiring people, or whether it's more likely that it's just because of the way our social media is starting to work that we're just becoming more aware of it.
Possibly, but it just seems like it's really hit this year. It really has. I mean, this week alone, there's been Victoria Wood, China, Prince, many, many more people who have, you know, sadly passed away. However, you know, that's our tribute to everyone from this week, and I think it's the best thing to do is to carry on with the show and get back to talking about sport. Now, Maisie,
mm-hmm.
How was sport for you at school?
Bad.
Bad, yes.
Bad. Always
now,
bad.
First one I want to touch on is swimming. At school, what did you do for swimming?
Well, our school was one of the only ones that had a swimming pool.
Yes.
There were very few areas. There were very few schools in that area that had one. So our swimming pool at my school was used a lot by other schools. So we were only allowed to use it when we were in junior school, which and then in high school we were allowed to use it for 1 year in year seven,
yeah.
And then never again, unless you were part of like the sport, the swimming sports team.
Yes,
which I never was because I did a really bad thing. The first day that we did swimming in year seven, they basically asked us, and this is why I didn't like it really that much. They basically turned around and went, right, who can do the breaststroke? And I didn't know what that meant because I'd learned how to swim in junior school. I didn't know there was certain names for certain things. So I assumed it was like a really complex swimming technique.
Oh, yeah.
And then I realised that's how I'd been taught how to swim my whole life.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So it's the one where you push the water away and you use your legs in a diamond shape.
Yes. Now, my thing about COVID, because I went swimming at school, at your school.
Yes.
I did, because I was... We talked about this a lot on the show. We were at rival high schools and rival primary schools,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
And however, on the way home, we would, like, snap our fingers at each other in dark alleys.
Not myself and Maisie. We never came across each other, I don't think, without knowing, anyway. However,
yeah,
we... I used to... They had the swimming pool, so we used to go up to their school to go in their swimming pool. And I always had a bit more pressure on me, I always felt, because obviously with my dad was a lifeguard.
Yeah.
And so was my uncle, both very, very good swimmers. So I turn up and the guy who is teaching us, who was known to everyone else as being very, very strict, I knew because he worked with my dad and my uncle. Forgetting his name now.
I can remember it, but I'm not going to say it on air.
He was a very, very nice guy, though, but everyone always thought he was the strict one.
Well, that's the thing. Swimming teachers have to be, because it's one of the very few things at school where you could really hurt yourself if you're not careful.
Yeah. But I was never the best swimmer, but I was never a bad swimmer,
yeah,
either. I was somewhere in the middle.
I'm still, in my 20s, I'm still not a particularly strong swimmer.
Yeah.
Because when I was doing my Duke of Edinburgh, I was going to do gold, and for my gold, for the expedition part,
yes,
I was actually going to do, me and my friend were wanting to do kayaking instead of walking.
Okay, yeah.
And I told my mum about it, and she looked at me and went, Maisie, no, you're the worst swimmer. If you capsize, then you don't.
Oh,
and I was trying to convince her that I'm not as weak as she thought I was, but in the end, I didn't do it anyway, mainly because it cost a lot of money.
Yeah. So sports days, what were sports days like for you? So,
equally as awful. Well, the first year we did sports day at high school, year seven, our first proper sports day, because before then at junior school, it's mostly just sort of beanbag races and stuff, whereas in high school, we did proper sort of semi-professional sports.
Yes.
Like the long jumps and the sprint races and the long distance stuff.
Yes.
And the relays. So what happened was, in our first year, we did great because we had a couple of really good athletes in our school who were really fast. We didn't know, however, so we won all of these medals, like silvers and golds. We were really proud of ourselves because my entire form had come out. They'd written, we'd written like our, it was 7PNU was our tutor,
oh, right,
TT,
yes,
name. And so we all had that like written on our faces. We had banners. Everybody was like proper shouting and getting really into it. Then we found out later that we'd been disqualified because our tutor hadn't told us that we were limited to one person can only do two races. And
oh,
we had two guys, yeah, who did like five races each because they were the only ones who were fast enough. So then we got really, really disappointed. And then in the years...
How old were you?
This was in year seven.
But they can't disqualify...
Our form was disqualified. We would have won for that year. In year seven, but we were disqualified because we hadn't been told the rules. And we got really annoyed about that. There was one thing I could do at sports day, and that was the fast jumps,
yeah,
which is when you got a cone, like a long triangular cone, like a giant toblerone made out of like pillows, and you had to speed jump between, like, over it. I was surprisingly good at that, but only when I was small and weirdly athletic as a small child, and then I grew up and got really lazy. But I got second 1 year and third the other year.
Yeah.
And then after that, no, everyone gave up in my form. But I was made to be in the relay race.
All right.
I am the slowest person. But we needed four people, and no one else in my group would volunteer for the girls' relay. So I had to do it. I don't think I did in the end. I think I pawned it off on someone else. And then they dropped the baton.
Now, I was never good at primary school, especially. I was never good at sports because, for people who are frequent listeners to Squabblebox, I was a very overweight child. So when it came to running, I wasn't the best at it. I kept losing all the time. I always came last. And then in year six, I came second to last.
Woo.
I beat you, Josh. I beat you. But I was so happy about that moment. And it stuck with me for some strange reason, probably. But I, when I got to high school, I found my calling when it came to sports because I was in the rounders team.
Oh, I was surprisingly good at rounders.
Yeah, so was I. I think
it's because I can do short distance running reasonably easy, but long distance, nah.
I was just happy that I wasn't the kid in PE that they went, you know what, you were playing rounders, you need to have a tennis racket. Because some people did, but
I just remember I wasn't very good at catching, so I was always, you know what, why don't you go on the left side? No, why don't you go on the right side of the field, just in case there's a left-handed batter, and there was, like, no left-handed people in that group.
Yeah, the two things that I was decent at high school, I'm not saying that I was good at them either, I'm taking the mickey a little bit when I say stuff like I found my calling. I wasn't very good, but I was on the winning team for my house. Won the school competition.
We didn't have houses in high school.
No.
We just had forms. We had forms, form tutors, and we had the same tutor all the way up until year five. For all 5 years up until year 11. And I'm pretty sure by the end of it, he hated us.
I was Sid and Green. But we also had... the other thing that we had was... the other thing that we had was table tennis.
And oh, no, not this table tennis story again.
And I won for my house at that as well. But
see, we had table tennis tables. Because it got to the point where after year nine, the PE teachers didn't really care about sort of what kind of sports we were doing. And they were really good and gave us more options as well. By the time we were in year nine, we were allowed to choose what we did. So we weren't forced to do rounders or netball or whatever.
Yes.
And we had dance mats, which I liked, but I couldn't do because I'm not coordinated at all. There was we could do circuits, like circuit training in the gym, because we had a proper gym. That was technically a community centre, but because we were students and it was on our sort of school land, we were allowed to use it, but not until we were in year 10, because otherwise we'd been too young. And the other thing you could do was actually play football. So I went for the dance mats every time. And then I thought I would be really good at it, did a couple, and then it got to the point where there were some girls who were actually really good at dancing outside of PE and did it as a sort of external thing to school. And they would always put it on the hardest song every single time, which was the Sailor Song by Aqua, I think. And it went, it goes 50 miles an hour. And no one could do it apart from these three girls and one guy who was really proud of himself for being able to keep up with the actual ballerina.
Yeah, I was really quite bad at the dance mats at our school. Only certain people were allowed to go on them for a while. But, you know, all the politics of high school there.
I remember high school politics. And sport was a big thing at my school because most of the kids who were really popular were really sporty as well.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. I was neither popular or sporty.
Now, we've had a message in from our friend Justin from Ohio, who says, I'm an American from... Why did I introduce him when his statement's about to say this? I'm an American from the state of Ohio, and I love football. Not soccer, but football. our football. Now that's going to start off a war anyway.
I'm not going to start a war. All I'm going to say on that matter is I'm pretty sure we had football before they had American football.
Probably. You know, yours just a glorified rugby. I'm going to get so much, stick on Twitter for that.
My dad really loves American football.
Really?
Yeah, he watches the NFL when he can. Sometimes he can't because there are only so many channels at the moment that do show it.
Yes.
And normally it's on quite late at night because of the shift in hours. But yeah, my dad really, he finds it really interesting. I kind of feel like I half understand American football because of, things like teen movies and the fact that like nearly every teenage soap in from America has sort of the quarterback. So I kind of vaguely know what a quarterback is. And out of all of that, I think what I can gather is there's a guy who's normally the captain who normally falls in love with someone who's sometimes a cheerleader, but sometimes the quirky girl who plays violin or whatever. And then from that, they end up winning. And I don't know how. I don't know the in-between bit.
Yeah.
I just know that they run a lot. They run around a lot, and then there's some. Then they sort of huddle together, and then they run, and then touchdown, and then yay. That's all I know about American football.
I don't know much about American football. I can barely understand rugby as it is.
Have you ever seen? And this is a recommendation from me. Have you ever seen Bad Lip Syncing NFL?
No.
Okay. There's a YouTube channel called Bad Lip Syncing. Basically, they. I don't know how the process that they do to make these things, but basically they look at the footage from all sorts of, normally it's films or television, and then they reword it. But because of the way that people's mouths look, it's something to do with the brain where if we hear it, we're more likely to see sort of lips move that way.
Yes.
Even though they might just be very vague sort of mouth movements. Either way, probably the most well-known version that these people did was the NFL, where because there isn't really any sound to the NFL, when you see people on the pitch and they're talking to each other, they don't have mics on or mics on the field, so these people have gone over and they've interpreted what they think they're saying, and of course it's all nonsense.
Yeah.
And it's just really funny. I think they've done, like, four of them.
Oh, that might be something to check out, then. The other thing that Justin has said in his message is that he says, American football is hands down the most popular sport here in the States. I do love that it shares the name of the sport that we call soccer. The culture of both versions of the sport with the same name are actually quite identical. Now,
in what way does he mean identical? Because football as we know it and football as they know it, I'd say are very, very opposite.
Yes.
Because one is sort of about dribbling and stuff, and the other one is about carrying the ball.
Yeah, that's
in the
true.
Physicalities. But I suppose, as he's saying, the culture behind it can be very similar.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what he means. Justin, get in touch with us and let us know what you mean, and we'll chat about that some more. Remember, everyone, you can follow us on Twitter at Squabblebox to keep up with everything, or our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. It's really that simple. You can also get in touch with us today whilst we're in the studio at Siren FM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. We're going to be talking all about your favourite sports as the show goes on, and we're going to be joined in a little while by pretty boy Peter Payne from Fight Factory Wrestling UK. He's on his way down to the studio now. Now, Maisie, shall we go into another song? What are we heading into? Oh, yes.
We are heading into Chelsea Dagger. We'll be right back.
That is Chelsea Dagger by the Fratellis. I love that song, Maisie. I've seen them live. I've seen John Fratelli live once, and I've seen the Fratellis together. They played it both times. It's one of the best songs to be there for live. An amazing experience. But now we are talking all about your favourite sports. Coming up very soon, just after 12 o'clock, we'll have Pretty Boy Peter Payne on the show from Fight Factory Wrestling UK. However, talk about sports, Maisie. Football. British football. Justin. I'm a big football fan. Huddersfield Town have always been my team. I've also been here to see Lincoln City. Another great team. People should go and support their local teams. That is something that I've always put across. But I was a Huddersfield Town fan. I still am. I went as a season ticket holder for nearly 10 years. I've still got a season ticket. I just don't go as often as I can nowadays. Have you ever been to a football match?
No, not a live one.
Really?
No, I've watched it.
Yeah.
No, I would probably consider myself a glory supporter in a sense where I mean, this is the thing. I won't take up ticket seats that I'm not going to use. I know I'm never going to go to a game, so yes. I'm not going to buy up a season ticket and waste that space.
Yeah.
However, I am. If someone wants to talk to me about my local team and whether they did well or not, I will listen.
Yes. So
like when you've turned around to me and told me how Huddersfield Town's doing, our local team from back home, I will either be sort of like, oh, that's nice, or oh, that's a shame. But I'm not going, and I'll be proud of them if they do well, but I'm not going, I wouldn't say I'm, I wouldn't pretend to be more interested than I actually am. along with that, the only time I really want to watch football is during the World Cup.
Yes.
Just because I enjoy sort of the national, I really enjoy national sports.
Yes.
Because it's that sort of keep calm and carry on mentality, the sort of we're all in it together. Whereas I feel like league football is a little, it kind of separates everyone, and I don't really like it.
No.
Especially, yeah. Like, I can understand when it's towns, but when it's sort of big name.
But then again, the World Cup does the same thing with countries, Maisie, which could technically be a bit more dangerous than a couple of towns hating each other.
Well, I don't think so, because the thing, it's well known in Huddersfield that we have a very strong rivalry with Leeds.
Yeah, of course, but that happens everywhere. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure Lincoln will probably have Nottingham or something like that as one of their rivals.
That worries me a lot more than when it's big championships.
Yes.
Because I really like the England team and I really like the Scottish team.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I have claim to both.
Yeah. I was going to say, Maisie, if you're saying that you're a glory supporter who supports Huddersfield and England, you're not normally a supporter because they don't have much glory. We've had a message in from Dutch, who is the one of the lead guys at Fight Factory Wrestling, who has their representative turning up on the show very, very soon, Peter Payne. But Dutch has got in touch and said that Lincoln have Grimsby and Hull as their
main rivals,
and they've just said that they are down in Gainsborough at the minute setting up for tonight's show, and they're listening to us as they are setting up the ring and everything. So a big shout out to everyone at Fight Factory Wrestling UK. I'm sure it's going to be a brilliant night, and we're going to talk about that very, very soon, because Peter Payne is on his way to the studio to talk all things Fight Factory Wrestling UK and their shows coming up here in Lincoln this weekend. So Maisie, I think it's time to head off into the news now. So what song are we going to go into before we head off into the news?
We are heading into Work by Rihanna featuring Drake. We'll be back after
tuned.
The news.
We'll be right back. latest news and sport on Siren 107.3 FM, Cleveland's first community radio station.
From the Sky News Centre at 12, the owner of Alton Towers has admitted breaching health and safety rules after a roller coaster crash last June, which left five people seriously injured. A judge has warned Merlin it could have to pay a very large fine after pleading guilty to the charge at North Staffordshire Justice Centre. Two women who had to have their legs amputated after the crash stood behind lawyer Paul Paxton as he made a statement outside court.
Today was certainly not about victory. Today was certainly not about retribution. But it was a very important step, a psychological milestone along the recovery route.
Tests will take place later to determine how Prince died. The singer-songwriter was found unresponsive in a lift at his home in Minneapolis yesterday. The pop star lived a very private life in his home state of Minnesota, something he alluded to in his first ever interview with MTV.
I'm just like anyone else. I need love and water. And I don't really consider myself a superstar.
Boris Johnson says staying in the EU is the insecure option. The London mayor says the union is to blame for unemployment and the immigration crisis. It's after President Obama wrote in The Telegraph that being in the European Union magnifies the UK's influence. Smokers and overweight patients have become soft targets for NHS cutbacks, according to a report from the Royal College of Surgeons. It says more than a third of clinical commissioning groups in England are denying or delaying routine surgery until people lose weight or stop smoking. The team investigating the terror attacks in Brussels have laid wreaths at the underground station which was targeted. More than 30 people were killed and hundreds injured by suicide bombers on the metro and at an airport exactly a month ago. Aston Villa owner Randy Lerner has taken responsibility for the club's relegation from the Premier League. He says their demotion to the Championship lies at his feet and no one else's. Lerner's described their season as a desperate existence, totally unacceptable and unbearable. That's the latest. I'm Emma Jones.
Listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You're here with Squabblebox, myself, Kai Valentine, and my co-host, Maisie Anderson, are going to be with you for the next 25 minutes or so. Yes, we're coming off a little bit early today. However, we've still got lots to talk about as we have a very special guest in the studio with us from Fight Factory Wrestling UK. It is the pretty boy, Peter Payne. How are you doing?
Hello, thank you for calling me very special. That is actually what I am. So you've done a lot of research there, Kai, and
yep.
I like it. I like that fact.
Now, Peter Payne, tell us a bit about yourself, how you, what your role is at Fight Factory UK, and how you got there.
My role in Fight Factory, basically, is there's a little weekly show called Fight Factory Weekly, which is very aptly named if you think about it. That it's weekly. And basically, I present it, and I tell the public, the viewing public, everything that's going on in the world of Fight Factory. Also, if you come to live events, you'll see me standing in the ring at various points saying stuff. That's my role. I'm just kind of a sayer, yet also, I think you can sort of, there'd be a strong argument to say that I'm also the face of Fight Factory Weekly, given that you see my face every week on Fight Factory. That's kind of my thing. How I got into it though, Kai, that's a good question. I thought that I wanted to be a wrestler. Right, which you can probably see why, given my physique. And what happened was I went down to Lincoln Fight Factory Wrestling because there's two things. There's Fight Factory Wrestling, which is the brand, but there's also the Academy, which is fantastic. And I went to that, and I wrestled there, trained. But then everyone said, this guy's beating us up too much.
Right? Oh, no.
Like,
no.
This guy's almost too hard. this guy will own every championship in the first month. We can't have it. how about you do some sort of talky stuff? So I said, yeah, that's probably fair. So Body Slams to Cancer, which is our biggest kind of event, I did some backstage interviews, and that's kind of how I got the gig. But please be aware that it's because I'm too hard to wrestle. That's why. Yeah.
Well, anyone who comes to the events will see your massive physique.
Absolutely. You are an
overpowering... Yeah. I mean, one of the guys that is on the card coming up, King Kendo.
Kendo. Yeah, he thinks he's hard.
Oh, don't do this, because I've made this mistake. Yeah. I was on a podcast, the European Uppercut podcast, a couple of weeks ago, where I forgot to mention about a certain match that had... It was Miss Rebecca's debut. So Dutch got in touch with me and threatened on Twitter to throw me in a match with King Kendo.
Yeah, thing is about Kendo, he's a teddy bear. Right? Me and Kendo go back a long way. I did an interview with Dale Preston, who introduced King Kendo to Fight Factory. And yeah, we got on well, you know. There's absolutely no bad blood between us, and he doesn't scare me at all. So don't worry. Let's quickly move on in case he's listening.
So, and I know that he might be listening, because they're actually playing it in the big speakers in Gainsborough at the minute while they're setting up for tonight's show.
Hi, guys! How are you all? I miss you!
So...
Is Eliza Rue there? Yeah. Hi, Eliza! Love you, miss you!
So... Peter Payne, what is coming up this weekend? Because Fight Factory have an amazing set of shows coming up.
Oh, my God. So tonight, we're at Gainsborough in the X Church. How cool a venue is that?
It really is.
Can you get a cooler venue name?
I've seen some photos. It's brilliant.
We've got some... Well, it's the last date of our breakout tour, our first ever breakout tour. It's the last date on it. And it's at Gainsborough X Church. And we've got such matches as Will Wilde versus Kaz Crash. We've got Jamie versus Tegan. Now, Jamie Sparks is this like up-and-coming, amazing women's wrestler. And she's taking on our women's champion. So that's going to be an unbelievable match in itself. And then, if you didn't get enough Fight Factory tonight at the X Church, you can come and see Birchwood Leisure Centre on Sunday, where you can see the heavyweight championship match, Robbie X versus Joey Osborne. Oh my God, we've got so much stuff on. I might die of excitement.
Robbie X and Joey Osborne are fantastic. And that is going to be a TLC match.
A TLC match, which is tables, ladders and chairs to the uninitiated. Which means that they're going to climb up ladders and hit each other with chairs and hopefully put each other through tables. So it's going to be quite aggressive, I think, given that there's quite a lot of hardware. And also, they don't like each other very much, Robbie and Joey. So it's gonna be a good match, I think. And I'm gonna be there, hiding behind something so I don't get hit with an errant bit of wood.
Yeah, I've got to admit, the last time I was at the last one at the Birchwood Leisure Centre, you came and hid behind us in the crowd.
I probably did do that, yeah. But that was more for protection for the other wrestlers, because if I get angry, I'll just unleash hellfire. So I have to hide myself in case I get really angry.
Are you sure that it's not just that you're scared?
No, Peter Payne doesn't get scared. Fear is an emotion, Kai, that I don't have. I have one emotion, and that is just kind of love. But if you tick me off, you know, I will punish. I will punish like a teacher.
So if Dutch was, or Miss Rebecca, in fact, were to put you in a match at a Fight Factory wrestling event in the future, would you step up to the plate?
I mean, probably not, due to the amount of damage I could cause. But if Dutch and Miss Rebecca, two people I respect more than probably most people in the world, if they thought that you know they needed some sort of lamb to be slaughtered and you know the Painmeister was the man to sort of wield the axe, then yeah, of course, why not?
I mean, well, we've been talking about sport here this afternoon. I was just curious, so other than wrestling, what other sports are you interested in outside of the events?
This is a little known fact, but I am pretty adept at synchronized swimming, Maisie.
Oh, wow.
Pretty adept at synchronized swimming. Figure skating is something that I know a lot about. I'm joking, of course. No, I like my football, Maisie. I like my football, and I quite like my basketball. Playing, not watching, because I don't really understand the playoff rules. But I'm a big sort of English football fan, mainly. I also like to play ping pong in my spare time. But no, in terms of actual, you know, watching sport, it's football.
Yes. So who do you support when it comes to football?
I support Manchester United.
Ooh.
I also support Doncaster Rovers because that's where I'm from.
Oh, that's just... I'm a Huddersfield Town fan.
Okay.
So.
But also I support Lincoln City.
Yes, of
as
course.
Well,
as you should.
We are Lincoln's first community radio station. We support Lincoln City
absolutely,
here.
Absolutely, absolutely. In all their future endeavours.
Now, Maisie, I think we should head into another song and then we'll be sticking with the pretty boy Peter Payne.
Stick with me like glue.
He's going to be with us for the rest of the show till 12:30. Maisie, what are we heading into?
Well, we are heading into something requested by Peter himself. This is Money, Money, Money by ABBA. Amy, it said, and still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too
You are listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, and we're here in the studio with our very special guest, the pretty boy Peter Payne from Fight Factory Wrestling UK.
Mm, that's me. Why are you called Squabblebox?
We're called Squabblebox because you came up with this, didn't you, Maisie?
On my open day at the university, I saw that they have two different radio studios in here, one upstairs, which is the student radio, Brave, and one down here, which is Siren FM, which is the community station. And me and Kai knew each other before uni, so and we fight a lot about random things that
we
don't matter.
A lot. Squabble, right. but also
in a box.
Yeah, about yeah, and we're
because
in a box.
The studio's
and,
a box.
And the old studio that we used to work in was a lot smaller than this as well.
Okay.
However, we when we started though for the first few weeks, I kept calling it Gogglebox.
Gogglebox. Because that's kind of a trade description.
Yeah.
Kind of problem there, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
So this isn't the uni radio.
No, this isn't the university.
It used to be. I'm sure it used to be.
No, the uni radio is upstairs, Brayford Radio.
Yeah, I'm talking about like years ago. I'm pretty sure this was the only one.
Because you were a student here.
I was a student here many years ago, Kai, yeah. I studied food technology and also costume design. And yeah, I was here quite a lot, you know, making waves, as they say. As you've noticed in the entrance
yes.
hall of the atrium, there is a picture of me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The artistic nude oil painting of me,
throne, crown, dog.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff, which was commissioned by me and painted by me as well. I don't think they now put it up. I just did. But yeah, so yeah, I came here. Yeah, quite a while ago. It was nice. I liked it, and it's nice to be back. And it's nice to be back on this station, which was kind of a big deal back in the day. And if it still is, then you're doing well.
Thank you very much. Now, going back to Fight Factory Wrestling UK, to recap again, the events are tonight in Gainsborough. What time does that all kick off?
Imagine doors are 6:30, because that's what they usually are.
Yep.
And then the first bell will be at 7 o'clock. And then pretty much...
First bell, 7:30 p.m.
Well, there you go. That's how much I know. I told you, I just say stuff. I don't know what I'm saying is correct. I just say it.
That's tonight at the X Church Gainsborough.
Yeah.
And former TNA star Johnny Storm.
Oh, Johnny Storm, the Wonder Kid.
Definitely.
Yeah. He's actually doing a seminar.
Yeah, I've heard about this. Yeah, do you want to just tell us a little bit about that?
Well, he's doing a seminar. he's doing a seminar. Sort of, you know, giving his expertise to people. And that's at 2 o'clock today at the X Church. So if you're about, you know, why not go down and learn from a master?
Yeah, definitely. Now, coming up this weekend, what is the match that you're most looking forward to seeing?
Good question. Obviously, the TLC match has got a lot of intrigue around
it.
I'm also intrigued about the Academy Championship match, which will see the Academy Champion, the Rising Star, Tommy Ryder, taking on the sinister Aidan Drake.
Yeah, now this is going to be a brilliant match. I've seen both of these guys wrestle. When I came over to Louth, we were there at Louth. We were the ones up on the balcony flag.
Was that the match of the year? Tommy and Robbie, was that?
Yeah, Tommy and Robbie.
That genuinely was match of the year. Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Tommy Ryder and Robbie X. Robbie X played a part in training Tommy Ryder as well.
He did. It was a sort of student mentor situation.
Yeah, and it was just a fantastic match.
Don't forget, the main event of that was Aidan Drake taking on Alighiero.
Yeah,
which again was a contender for match of the year. That went all over the place. So seeing these two finally go head to head on Sunday is going to be a bit of a firecracker or a barnstormer or any of those sort of wrestling superlatives that you can say.
Since Fight Factory Wrestling have been taking it out on tour everywhere, they've put on some amazing matches, and it shows that even though they do sort of big events here, especially at Birchwood Leisure Centre, which they have sort of made their home turf, but when they've been travelling around Louth, I think was one of the best wrestling shows that I've seen live.
I think that it was ambitious, wasn't it, to take Fight Factory on tour. You know, like you say, we've got a home in Lincoln. Let's take it on tour. And I think that everyone involved in it, fans included, would say that the tour has been a massive success. And hopefully that trend will continue tonight when we make some noise up at the old X Church.
Definitely. And you touched on it earlier, the amazing sort of venues that they're going to. Oh. Louth Town Hall is a beautiful venue.
Absolutely beautiful.
The X Church.
I'll tell you what about Louth Town Hall as well, right? It's haunted, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, and me and old Dishonourable Dave Isaac went on a little ghost hunt, which we filmed. And I don't know when that's going out. Apparently it's going out, because I said it was. But yeah, there was a ghost and stuff. So that was quite good, you know. And I think that actually we should pick more haunted venues for our matches, just to give it a little bit of spice.
Was you a believer in the supernatural and
Absolutely.
Ghosts before
look,
that?
You can't look like me and not believe in the supernatural. This is clearly not genetic, is it? Some sort of, you know, mystical, spiritual power's gone into making me look this good. Of course I believe in all that kind of stuff. Of course I do. I'm essentially a demigod.
So,
why are you laughing?
So, Peter Payne, who, out of all the guys down there, who's your best mate down there?
I've got lots. Do you know what?
Are you friends with them all?
Yeah, I'm tight with Dutch, tight with Tommy Ryder, tight with Edward Ripper, best mates with King Kendo. Absolutely, really tight with King Ken and Mark Alexander as well. Big bosom buddies. But I think my favourite and my best mate and sort of confidant, you know, I think I'm her mentor in many ways. I'm certainly a spirit guide. For example, if she was in Harry Potter, her Patronus would be me. it's Eliza Rue. You know, we are the best, very, very best of friends. Eliza Rue, who is the valet for King Kendo.
Yeah, now Eliza has just been having her first few matches on this current tour, and when I saw her at Louth, you could really not tell that Miss Rebecca and Eliza were having their first matches.
I mean, it could be argued that Miss Rebecca battered Eliza, couldn't it? It could be argued that Eliza stepped in there and Miss Rebecca absolutely destroyed her. It could be argued that she made her scream in pain, couldn't it? You know, and made her look foolish. Could be argued. But no, it was great, yeah.
Now, Miss Rebecca took quite a beating from King Kendo
match. That was out of order, to be honest.
How is she since that happened?
You know, she's doing all right. Obviously, if you get sort of Kendo bombed by a multi-champion like King Kendo, it's going to hurt. But Rebecca's well hard. Like, Rebecca's one of the hardest people I know. So she'll be fighting fit, I'm sure. She'll be there tonight fighting fit. But no, it wasn't very nice from King Kendo, and I don't worry, I shall reprimand him when I see him.
Who are you most scared of on the roster?
Miss Rebecca.
Miss Rebecca.
Absolutely.
Why are you most scared of her?
Because she's well scary. Like I said, I don't feel fear, but if I was to feel fear, it would be of Miss Rebecca for sure, because she's an authoritarian, and she's just really scary. So yeah, I'd say Miss Rebecca. But now, I love her though, dearly as well, you see.
Of course. Now, let's take a moment to talk about the new Fight Factory Wrestling European champion.
Oh, what an honour that was.
Dutch.
Yeah.
Dutch was the British heavyweight champion, and he retired that belt and brought forward the European championship.
I actually brought forward the European championship.
Sorry, Peter.
I was the first one to hold it. So you could argue that I was the first ever FFW European champion, just saying. But yeah, no, that happened at Overdrive. Basically, Dutch was in the ring with his British heavyweight championship. Miss Rebecca stripped him of it, and everyone went, "What's going on? What's going on?" But then the beautiful maroon European Championship was unveiled by me. And now Dutch is the European champion. And yeah, I think he's going to hold that title for a long time because I can't see anybody beating him.
Going back to sport, because that's been our main thing this today. Other sports that you like? You say that you liked basketball.
I like playing it.
You like playing it? Because, well, your physique shows that you are amazing at basketball. I can tell by looking at you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, dunking and all that kind of stuff. That's me. yeah, no, I like playing basketball and football, yeah.
Do you support any basketball teams?
Yes. I support the...
whoever's winning.
Yeah. you know the film Space Jam, right? Because of Charles Barkley in that film, he played for the Phoenix Suns in that film. I said for ages that I was a Phoenix Suns fan until someone said, "Name any Phoenix Suns players." I said, "Charles Barkley." They said that was in 1995. It's 2011, Pete. Come on. I said, "I don't know."
Well, Peter, you have gained a fan today because I've just had a message in from my own mother.
Excellent. Hi, guys, Mum.
Lynn from Huddersfield, who was sent in a message saying he is hilarious.
Lynn, you gemstone. I mean, you're absolutely correct, but yeah, you're a gem, Lynn. Thank you for that.
So finally, let's talk a little bit. We'll get you to promote everything else before we head off, but let's get back to that main event, that TLC match, the match that everyone is waiting for. Robbie X versus Joey Osborne for the Fight Factory Wrestling Championship. Mm-hmm. How much are you looking forward to that?
Do you know what? If I could bottle how much I was looking forward to that, right? You wouldn't be able to fit it on a shelf. That's how much I'm looking forward to. I think it's going to be incredible. We covered it on a very special episode of Fight Factory Weekly Extra. We talked about this match, and I have got to give the advantage in this match to Robbie X because this is going to absolutely play to his high-flying sort of... not strange offense, but sort of unorthodox offense. It's going to play right into those hands, and I think it's going to be too much for Joey Osborne. But we will see on Sunday at the Birchwood Leisure Centre.
Definitely. You can get tickets by going to linkswrestling.co.uk. That's correct. Now, let's talk.
You can buy on the door as well. Yeah. Don't forget that very ancient method of just walking up and saying, "Can I have some tickets?" They will say yes.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm turning up on Sunday. I'll be buying my ticket on the door. And yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to this match. As soon as I heard that there's going to be a TLC match right here in Lincoln, you cannot miss that, guys. And Robbie X is brilliant. I didn't realise until afterwards when I met him and I spoke to him, he's only, what, 21?
Yeah, he's a young guy.
Which is amazing, and he's been wrestling for so long.
That's the thing about FFW, that's the thing, we've got a lot of young guys coming through. And it's such a brilliant sort of starting point. But then also, you know, we get these fantastic pros like Joey Osborne, like King Kendo, like Johnny Storm, who's doing the seminar. Yeah. You know,
Joey Legend,
of course. Look, there's loads we've had and will be bringing in as well. Too Cool, for example.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a fantastic place to be, and I think that as time sort of goes on, and not in the too distant future, I think the FFW is going to be the name on every British wrestling fan's lips. I really do.
The thing that I love about Fight Factory Wrestling UK is that although you bring in these big stars to be a part of the shows as well, you don't rely on them.
No.
You've got all these young talents amazing talents.
Exactly that. I mean, you know, Tommy Ryder, Academy Champion. Puts on, you know, a contender for Match of the Year. Kid's 15.
Yeah, he's
our women's champion,
amazing.
17. You know, it's unbelievable. But going back to the TLC match, what I will say, we can't count out Joey Osborne. That is a mistake. We've talked about Robbie X and how good he is, but we cannot count out Joey Osborne. He's the champion. He's beaten everybody. He's been the champion for over a year. So that's what makes it so exciting.
Definitely.
Just don't know who's going to win.
Now, where can we find yourself as a part of the Fight Factory Weekly? That's every Thursday.
Thursday, right? What you want to do is you want to check YouTube. Mainly the Fight Factory Facebook page or Twitter page or indeed the website, and you'll see the new shows. I haven't actually been doing it for the past 3 weeks, Kai, because I've been poorly.
Yes, I've noticed that.
Yeah, I've been poorly. So we've had The Voice, Rob Daniels, and also Nick Raven doing it. But I'll be back fighting fit next week. So basically, just do all, if you want to know all things FFW, right, just type in FFW on Facebook, type it in on Twitter, type it in on Google, type it in on YouTube. You'll find everything you need to know.
Now, the shows that are coming up this weekend, tonight at the X Church in Gainsborough, doors open at 6:30 p.m, first bell at 7:30 p.m. It's £10 for adults, £5 for concessions, and if you have pre-ordered online, you get one under 16 entry free per adult. Find out more at www.fightfactorywrestling.uk. Then coming up on Sunday night, it's the start of the Revelations Tour that will be headlined by that amazing match, Joey Osborne versus Robbie X in a TLC match, Sunday the 24th of April at Birchwood Leisure Centre. Doors open at 1:30 p.m, first bell at 2 p.m, same prices as before. Find out everything else at linkswrestling.co.uk. It's going to be an amazing show. It's something to bring the kids along to as well. It's family friendly entertainment.
It's just brilliant. Do you know what I mean? It's brilliant. If that's how I could sum it up, in a nice neat parcel wrapped up with a little bow and a little sellotape, you know, label saying Merry Christmas, that's how I'd do it. I would say Fight Factory Wrestling is brilliant.
Pretty Boy Peter Payne, they can also find your page on Facebook as well.
Just type in Pretty Boy Peter Payne and you'll see me. You know, I've broken 100 fans, so that's good, isn't it, in a short space of time.
Brilliant.
So yeah, crack on and have a look, and I'll post some funny videos and stuff like that for your general amusement.
Thank you very much for coming on the show, Peter
Payne. Thank you for having me. I've genuinely really enjoyed myself. Thank you.
We're sure to have you on again in the future. I am sure of that. That's about it for today's episode of Squabble Box.
It is indeed.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll be back right here next Friday for we'll be back to 2 hours next Friday. So join us 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Stay tuned to everything else that is coming up here on Siren FM. Joe Hayden and the Events Hour will be coming up at 1 o'clock. Thank you very much again.
Thank you for having me,
Peter Payne. Stay tuned, and we'll see you all right back here next week. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Squabble Box. We really, really appreciate your support. Another thing we really appreciate is our second home right here on the DSJMP network. And you can find all the other great shows here on DSJMP by going to www.dsjmp.com or searching for them on iTunes, where you can find some fantastic shows like the European Uppercut Podcast, the Wrestlecast, 10 to 1, The Tuts Experience, and of course, Squabble Box. Thank you for downloading. Make sure you check out everything else on Siren FM and the DSJMP network. And we'll see you all right back here next week.